It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you are listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, delighted to be bringing you this podcast on personal empowerment, on personal success, and the law of attraction. We talk about all of those subjects and everything in between during this daily podcast. We're on Monday through Friday here to empower your life. Thanks so much for subscribing to this podcast on Blog Talk Radio and on iTunes. We love your subscription. We love your letters. Keep them coming. It just empowers us to want to continue going and going and going. Hey, we've been here with you since 2009, and we are a no-fluff zone. That's what we call ourselves, the no-fluff zone. We give you real, hard information, solid information that you can use to empower your life. We're not just going to talk about pretty feelings. We're going to talk about making more money. We're going to talk about finding your soulmate, having a better marriage, starting a business, buying a new car, finding your dream home, taking your dream vacation, whatever it is you desire. That's what we're about here on The Secret Temple, The Law of Attraction. Today we are talking about one of my favorite people, Og Mandino. And Og Mandino wrote a book many years ago. It has sold, listen to this, over 50 million copies. It's been translated into 25 different languages. It is one of the best-selling books of all time. And it's called The Greatest Salesman in the World. Now, it's not just for salesmen. It's for anybody who wants to empower their life and take their life to the next level. Today, we're going to be talking about the 10 scrolls. In the book, The Greatest Salesman in the World, there are 10 secret scrolls. And these are powerful tips that are put into the book, that are woven into the story. You really have to get the book, okay? Honestly. I mean, it's a few bucks. Get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever you buy your books at. But, you know, I even see it sitting around in Goodwills and places like that. Get a used copy. It doesn't make any difference. Get the book, The Greatest Salesman in the World. It's going to become one of your self-improvement Bibles. And it is filled with no fluff. I mean, it's got some real good information. I'm not going to read the book to you. That's not my job. I'm not going to give you the commentary on each scroll that is woven into the book. I'm just going to share my ideas on these 10 scrolls. I think they're very powerful, and I think that each one is truly an affirmation. If you were to work on each one a week for 10 weeks, I believe that you would make some deep mind changes in your life. And those deep mind changes would result in income changes, relationship changes, all that kind of thing. Anything you want, anything you desire. Are you filled or do you have a whole bunch of negative energy around you? These scrolls can help you. Okay, let's get into the scrolls. But first, I want to give you a special, it's like a little gold leaf special, invitation to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching by visiting our website, www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. That's lawofattractionsolutions.com. Visit our website and claim your 30 minutes free. Let's find out. Let's discover together your true unlimited potential. Let's put a miracle in your life in 10 days or less. Let's make things really happen for you. Okay? Sounds like a good idea. And you can claim it just by going to the website, filling out the form. Now, if you have an emergency situation, such as you've recently broke up with your husband or your wife, you know, you just don't know what to do, you want to get the law of attraction working for you, then send me a letter and always, always, always include your name and your phone number, your Skype address, and if you're writing from outside the United States, let me know that also. Let me know where you're writing from. That just helps me decide how I'm going to get in touch with you, okay? I want to get back to you. Make it easy for me, okay? You know, don't send it in code. We're going to have a real short pause right now for this important message on our new book. Have you got the book? Are you starting to do energy work yet? Are you starting to manipulate energy? You can do it, okay? Rachel and I wrote the book on it. It's called Magical Energy Healing, the Ruach Healing Method. Ruach means life force in Hebrew. Okay, listen.
After 20 years of research and testing, and after live seminars all over the world, now available for the first time in print, the most powerful form of energy healing and manipulation in the world is available to non-initiates of the ancient mystery schools. This book is a must-have book for your metaphysical library. If you engage in energy work, Reiki, Theta, Pranya, or healing of any type, then you need this book. Get your copy of Magical Energy Healing, the Ruach Healing Method by mystics, magicians, and miracle mentors Robert Zink and Rachel Haas. Newly released to the public, this book contains 350 power-packed pages on how to change your reality, overall health and well-being through the use of energy, the mind, and the law of attraction. Robert Zink is an 18th degree grandmaster in Tiate, Reiki, and ground founding master of the Ruach Healing Method. Rachel Haas is a Reiki master, certified miracle mentor, and alchemy life coach, and an adept master teacher of the Ruach Healing Method. Together, they have unveiled to you a book filled with over 45 diagrams and step-by-step instructions on magical energy healing that causes miraculous-like results. Learn how to apply the holy power of the sacred tree of life to healing. Learn which angel to invoke to create almost instantaneous miracle healing. Learn how to empower your Reiki to the next level. Become certified in the Ruach Healing Method. Once you have read this book and begin applying what you learn, you will be amazed. This book is taking the healing community by storm. Get your copy now. Magical Energy Healing, the Ruach Healing Method, is available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. If you want to heal yourself and heal others, if you want vibratory power over energy, if you want to take your law of attraction skills to the next level, then you need to get Magical Energy Healing, the Ruach Healing Method. Don't delay. Claim your copy today.
Okay, hey, I want to remind you that after you get the book, if you take a selfie of yourself with the book and you email it to us, guess what we do? We send you a free audio to go with the book. It's music that you can use for the various meditations and techniques that we teach in this book. Okay, let's get on with this. The first scroll from the greatest salesman in the world. Today, I begin a new life. Wow. What would happen if you had that next to your bed? So that as you got out of bed in the morning, the first thing that you said, or the first thing that you saw in front of you, was, "Today, I begin a new life." You know, that's the beauty of sleep. The beauty of sleep is that it allows you to recalibrate yourself. It allows you to put a space between one day and the next. And each day, you are beginning a new life. It's a new opportunity for you. Don't allow these days to run one into the other. Don't allow them to all become, you know, melted together. See each day as a miracle, because tomorrow is promised to no one. So make each day important. Empower each day. It's a new birth. It's a new life. It's a new beginning, and you can do something with today. There's not much you can do with tomorrow. And yesterday, it's gone. But today, you can begin a new life. And to go along with that is the second scroll. "I will greet this day with love in my heart." Think of all the people in the world that are just filled with misery and anger and hatred. You don't want to be one of those people. You don't need to be one of those people. You don't have to agree with someone to still love them. "I will greet this day with love in my heart." That's not a promise for tomorrow or the next day. It's a one step at a time method. "I will greet this day with love in my heart." Scroll number two. Well, I love scroll number three, and I have used it particularly when I was in sales and also when I was training people in sales. "I will persist until I succeed." You know, most people in sales, most people in business, they get out at the bottom. In other words, they take on a job, a career opportunity, and it doesn't work out for them. So then they get out, they go somewhere else. I would like to see you learn how to be so successful that you can get out at the top. And one of the ways to do that is to make an affirmation every day. "Today, I will persist until I succeed." If that means that you've got to work till midnight, you're going to persist. I mean, nothing takes the place of persistence. Nothing. Talent? No. Wealth? No. Education? No. Persistence. You cannot stop a person who is persistent. Scroll number four. "I am nature's greatest miracle." There is nothing or no one like you in the entire universe. You are unique. You never happened before. You will never happen again. You are unique. You have the ability to truly be a co-creator with the divine, with the universe, with nature. You can imagine ideas, think of things, and transform them into reality. No other animal can do that. You are nature's greatest miracle. And to put yourself down, to look at yourself than anything less than an absolute walking, talking miracle is an affront to the entire universe, to the entire process of creation. You are special. You are unique. You are powerful beyond your wildest imagination. Your next scroll, I will live this day as if it were my last. I like where Ogmandino goes with this in his book, The Greatest Salesman in the World, because he really focuses in on that 24-hour period in a lot of his scrolls. That 24-hour period, one day at a time, focusing on today, making it today, doing it now. This is my last day. What am I going to do? Who do I want to tell that I love? You know, what do I want to express in myself? What poetry do I want to write? What music do I want to create? I will live this day as if it were my last. And if it's your last, make it your best. If you're a salesman, be the best. If you're a doctor, be the most precise. Be your best today. I will live this day as if it were my last. Our next scroll. Today I am master of my emotions. Oh my God, I love that one. Today I am master of my emotions. You can choose to feel excited. You can choose to feel motivated. You can choose to feel empowered. These are choices. You can master your emotions. You have that power. You want to live in fear and doubt and always thinking that everybody's out to get you? Or do you want to live in freedom? Freedom beyond belief. I want you to say this affirmation 100 times today. Today, I am master of my emotions. Well, the next one kind of goes right with it. The next scroll, and that is, I will laugh at the world. You know, there's a lot of craziness in the world. And if you don't believe me, you need to move to Portland. But seriously, there's craziness all over the world. The world is a crazy place. It's fun. Let's not take it too seriously. Let's be serious enough to create, but not be so serious that we worry ourselves into a pit. Laugh. Laugh. You know, Dr. Norman Cousins was told he had terminal cancer. And for his treatment, he put on funny movies and comedy skits and read joke books. He literally laughed himself out of sickness. Laugh at the world. I will laugh at the world. You can do that. Start now. I like this one. The next scroll. Today I will multiply my value 100-fold. It's about being curious. Be curious about how you can create ideas. What you can do with those ideas to multiply your value. You know, you have an incredible mind. You have absolutely unlimited resources, but you've got to be willing to tap into them. You know, I love that television show, Shark Tank, because there are people on that show that come on with new products and ideas. They've tapped into something and they've multiplied their value. They've had a problem with something and they, instead of saying, I wish somebody would fix this, they figured out how to fix it and how to turn it into a company or a business or a project. And they've made money at it. A lot of them have made millions. They're not any smarter than you. They're not any better than you. You know? But they took the time to multiply their value. So you can do that too. Next, scroll. I will act now. I love that one because it doesn't allow any time for futurizing. Well, it does allow time for futurizing, but it doesn't allow any time for putting things off tomorrow or the next day or the next day or the next day. It's about action now. The more actions we can take now, the better tomorrow is. We don't always have control over tomorrow, but one way to get some control over it is to take action today. I will act now. What if you said that affirmation 10 times every morning and then did something immediately about it? Something out of the ordinary. Take an action. Well, the last one I think is absolutely important. It's really about gratitude. It's, I will pray for guidance. You know, there is a force in the universe, call that force God, call it the goddess, call it the angels, you know, call it divine energy, source, whatever you want to call it, that is ready to partner with you, to become a co-creator in your reality, but you have to communicate with it. We call it prayer. Talk to that source. Talk to your God. Communicate. And don't ask for solutions. Ask for guidance. You know, isn't that what Solomon really did? I mean, he was offered pretty much anything and he asked for wisdom. Ask for guidance, for wisdom. That will give you everything you need to create the life you deserve and desire. Hey, we're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks so much for sharing our podcast on your Facebook page and telling everybody about it. We appreciate it. Hey, have a great day. Pay it forward. Get out and do something nice for someone today. Have a great one. Bye-bye.